Добрый день. Я приветствую всех
учеников, как обычно. We welcome all of our students, as always. Here is myself and Sasha Kozlov. We're already getting some messages and questions. We hope to hear more from you. In the meantime, we're going to come back to an article we've been studying, the giving of the Torah, giving of Kabbalah. This topic is very relevant, topical. The thing is, what we're going through here is the law of nature, the main law of nature, the law of balance. And this law of balance, it holds as a foundation all the universe, all the worlds, including our world, which is the smallest of them. And this law of balance says that everything that exists in nature aspires to balance. We know this already from physics, in zoology, biology, thermodynamics, in all of our sciences. We know that all things aspire to balance, to equilibrium and rest. Whether acceleration or deceleration, they cause a more balanced state of equilibrium. And from thermodynamics, we learn that the laws of diffusion of heat or cold in gaseous states, in volumes and bodies, and so on. Essentially, all nature aspires to balance one way or the other. This is even more true in living organisms, where the exchange of energy and information via all kinds of biological reactions, all of this takes place only in accordance with one being, only of moving from a less balanced state to a more balanced state. All of our development does this. It moves from a less balanced state towards a more balanced state. You may say, what do you mean? That's usually what we're feeling is that we're developing towards a worse state, meaning our egoism and the world around us seems to be less balanced as we go on. We keep facing these problems with nature, with society, with ourselves. This lack of balance really is felt in all the spheres of our activity, our families, ourselves, the individual, education, society. We see greater and greater conflicts of all kinds within states, outside states, between states in the world, in the inanimate world and the vegetative nature, ecology. We see all kinds of species being extinguished, and as humanity becomes more diverse, it becomes more antagonistic and in opposition with the greater nature. So how can you tell us that all nature aspires to balance? In fact, it is. It does aspire to balance. But the fact is that we develop against this law. It leads us to understanding that we are opposite to nature. Therefore, the ego that grows in us continuously, it evokes in us a greater sense of lack of balance, imbalance, and as a result, we come to realize that we're opposite to nature, that it's us that are imbalanced, out of balance with it. We're the ones causing this conflict. And today we call this conflict a crisis. And this is also a manifestation of a lack of balance. And the source of all this is that in the universe there are only two forces, the force of the creature and force of the creator. The qualities of the creator is love and soul, and the qualities of the creature are reception for oneself, egoism. These two qualities are opposite to one another, and gradually, by developing one against the other, and revealing itself against the other, these two forces, they bring us to the realization of the current conflict that we have going on today, the understanding and the sensation of this global imbalance, and we are the source, our ego. Because if it weren't for us, all of nature would have been in perfect balance. It works automatically. It always aspires, as we said, to a state of rest or even flow, to the balancing out of temperatures and all other phenomena, towards balancing all the forces, and man is the only creature that develops egoistically and brings this entire system out of balance. Moreover, because the ego is always greater in accordance with its nature, the quality and the quantity of this force, as a result, we're always increasing this entropy, this mess in the world, this lack of balance. And we come to a state when we see, we discover ourselves between two forces. On the one hand, you have the quality of the Creator, love and bestowal. On the other hand, you have the forces of our ego, reception, harshness, hatred, rejection, repulsion. And we exist between these two forces. And here is where we begin to feel this entire conflict of imbalance between us to such a harsh extent, so acutely. It's so unbearable that as a result, of course, we will need to realize that this huge crisis that's only now beginning to reveal itself, it is a crisis between the egoistic system which we have created within ourselves, outside of ourselves, within the relationships between us, political, economic, social, and all kinds of others, and that system that is being revealed right now as the manifestation of the Creator, of the force, the quality of bestowal. It's a manifestation of some integral, vast organism and the opposition between these two forces, which we call the crisis. This should bring us to finally realizing our nature. And we will come to conclude that our nature, this quality of ours, is evil. And we must correct it. By correcting it, we mean bringing ourselves and the society with all of its interrelationships and our attitude towards the inanimate, vegetative, and animate natures, to bring it to the state of harmony. And this is only possible if our ego begins to equalize itself to the Creator. Therefore, in a period when this lack of balance is being revealed as global, integral, as this common negative state, the science of Kabbalah is revealing itself as a science of love and balance and merging of the Creator with the creatures, and creatures with the Creator. For this reason, on the one hand, we're revealing this great crisis in the world. On the other hand, the wisdom of Kabbalah is also being discovered. It's being revealed. And we learn how we can apply, adopt this wisdom to start equalizing ourselves with the Creator. And it also triggers this merging, i.e. the revelation of the Creator and our relationship with the Creator. This is what we call worlds. For instance, if I don't feel the Creator at all, and I feel him as something negative, this some kind of image or light, I don't feel him, or I feel him as negative, and as I get closer and closer to him, that means I am ascending the rungs of the spiritual ladder. and becoming closer and to revealing the Creator and becoming closer to Him. Where? And within myself. That's where it takes place. Because everything egoistic that exists within me, if it begins to take on an altruistic form of the force of bestowal, in so doing, I will begin to build within myself the corrected system, a harmonious system. And within myself, it will install itself as such, and I will feel the Creator within the system, within this harmony, which will reveal itself within me. This is why here we're talking about the source of all suffering, Baal Salam says, is in the Creator being opposite to us. He's always in the state of bestowal. What's more, He doesn't change His quality because He's absolute, and absolute cannot change, be changed. It's one nature, the quality of love and bestowal. That's why He animates everything. And because we stem from Him, as a result, even though we are created egoistically, but everything that exists in Him, we find pleasant, and everything that doesn't exist in Him, on the contrary, it evokes suffering within us. For this reason, he writes, we hate movement and we love rest, to the extent that the only time we make movement is to achieve rest. That's because our root exists in complete rest. For this reason, we love wisdom, valor, and wealth, because everything that exists in Him, this generosity and complete fulfillment, because He is our source. And on the contrary, we love everything that is opposite, what doesn't exist in Him, the misery and lack. That's what we don't like. Therefore, our root to the Creator, because He is the giver, He's a bestower, and not a receiver. As a result, when our state is equivalent, similar, we feel the same. Therefore, if we want to achieve fulfillment, harmony, we need to come to the same state as the Creator is in. That's what Baal Salam tells us in the 9th and 10th item in this article. Item 11. So what is the goal of creation? Merging with the Creator. Merging is achieving complete equivalence. We're guaranteed to get there by studying Kabbalah, because this wisdom in itself, it talks about our gradual distancing from the Creator, and then our gradual drawing nearer to Him. The theoretical degrees of distancing, some time ago we were completely merged with the Creator as one in Malchut of the world of infinity, then we begin to distance from that state up to or down to our world, which is completely opposite, in which we are completely opposite of the Creator. And then Kabbalah tells us how we move backwards towards this, along the same degrees that we have descended from above downward. Now we ascend back upward, meaning we're using the backward actions, all those qualities through which we descended. Those were negative ones as we descended those degrees from perfection to complete non-perfection. And now we need to take that same potential and turn it in reverse, essentially. So this whole tendency of mine towards non-perfection, I need to use it inversely, and I will begin to ascend. How do I do that? We have the same egoism. If I turn it towards love and bestowal, therefore, this movement from above downward, for instance, from negative 5 to negative 10, if I have descended from within my root and within my previous existence, and now I need to go back from negative 10 to negative 5. Now I have all the information, all the spiritual genes to make that happen. The only thing I need to do is to compile all the necessary means to make it happen through the help of the environment. I draw the upper light, and it changes me, changes this tendency in me from that has gone from negative 5 to negative 10. Now I go from negative 10 to negative 5. The same force that dropped me, that lowered me, the same force now raises me. Why does it do it? Because I draw in it, I evoke in it this action. The compulsory degradation that was done from above, it was the Creator who has planned this and made this from above downward. And now, from below upward, we trigger the influence of the upper force in this way, with our effort, with everything that we do, for it to correct us. Here we need great efforts. How do I change the vector of my direction from above downward to from below upward? I do this with the help of the desire that I receive from the group. Within myself, all I have is only degradation and aggression. If I want the opposite, if I want to progress towards the quality of bestowal and progress in my altruistic aspirations, I can only do this if I cancel myself before the group and receive from the group greatness of the goal, the quality of bestowal, the desire to bestow, the greatness of it. And then when I receive this desire from the group, I don't have it within me. The only thing I have is the lowering of this movement and the accumulation of all kinds of negative sensations from my present state. I feel that my present state it's evil, it's bad, but where am I going to get the strength to ascend? The greater strength to ascend, it can only be taken from the environment. Therefore, purification from egoism occurs only when I take this pressure from the group, from the environment. And if so, it follows that the entire realization of our path from above downward, it takes place not in our connection with the Creator, but actually in connection with the creatures. What does that mean? The creature is that soul of mine, which used to be whole and was fulfilled completely with the light, that was then broken down into pieces, which was done deliberately, so that today I can see my incorrect attitude toward the Creator. To the extent of my ego, to the extent of my distancing and imbalance with the Creator, I don't feel the Creator. I don't feel this lack of balance and this distancing. But what I feel, I don't feel it from the Creator, but I feel it from others. If I accept this display of my negative attitude toward the environment as an indicator of my attitude toward the Creator, and I discover this wonderful mechanism before me. It's very precise, very refined, and I see that I, in my attitude towards this mechanism and receiving from him in communicating with this mechanism, which is the group, in so doing, I can refine my attitude toward the Creator. Therefore, I should relate to the group as the Creator, because my attitude towards the group, my attitude towards the group constitutes my attitude towards the Creator. For this reason, this commandment of love thy friend as thyself, which is the general principle of our correction to attaining the goal of creation, it's not just some beautiful words that people speak, but no one actually does it other aside from Kabbalists. But in reality, this is a law. It's a law of our correction and our spiritual advancement. The friend that is being we were talking about here, it's not even a friend. It's you. It's your own parts of your own soul, which is your spiritual body. And if you don't relate to them as such, then you simply... Oh, if you do really begin to relate to them as such, you begin to change your entire reality. You will rediscover that all that seems to you as though it exists outside of you, in reality it exists within you. And to the extent that you reject these parts and refuse to accept them as your own, to perceive them as your own, that's why it appears that they're not. As it turns out, the more corrected a person is, the more he perceives the entire world within himself rather than outside of himself. This is what we study from the section of the Wisdom of Kabbalah called Perception of Reality. It turns out that the entire world exists within you, within me. And the reason why it appears that everything exists outside is to give me the opportunity to work in this way, to correctly begin to perceive each element that right now appears out to be existing outside of me, and gradually to begin to develop the kind of sentiment toward every element in nature that will allow me to draw this element toward me. What do I need to do to make that happen? I need to feel the desire of each and every one of them. I need to connect to them. I need to begin to fulfill them as though they're my own. I need to begin to relate to them as though they're mine. Again, we're talking about drawing closer, nearer, becoming more balanced with it. And when this begins to happen, a person begins to feel in this contact, especially in this opposition, in these qualities that used to be completely antagonistic and opposite, myself and others. But if contact takes place between them, at the meeting point, that's where the quality of bestowal is felt. That's where it's revealed, in between, right in that point of contact. So in this sense, Kabbalah is a very practical method of correction, of balancing all of the world's parts, of drawing nearer of the entire universe, ours and the spiritual as well, so that it becomes, it all enters within the person. There is no difference. Where at first it seemed like it existed outside, and now you discover that it exists within. For now, we exist in this world, and we have our five senses that perceive all of these elements that exist outside of us, but if we begin to relate to them correctly, then we begin to perceive them as existing within. We can equate this, we can use an example, even though we use them pretty often. But still, children or mother with her children or mother with a baby, for instance, a mother feels a baby as though he exists within her. Just as she felt a baby when the baby was actually within her womb, and now the baby is out of her womb, but she still feels as though he's still in there. That's the kind of attitude we all need to come to. And even though we will see the world externally with our five senses, we will still perceive them within as an inner world. And then we won't have an issue relating to others As Rabbi Akiva says, love thy neighbor as thyself. Of course, for that to happen, we need to purify from the ego. And as I said before, the only way we can do that is by evoking the right influence of the light, of the concealed light. But the light will only influence us if we have a demand for it. And the only way I can receive a demand is from the group. So again, we have this short circuit here, a very, very simple volume that we're working with. I'm not talking about the entire world. When I say the group, I'm only talking about your friends that are aspiring to the same goal as you and who is completely dedicated to this goal as you are. And if we have an opportunity to work in the group, then we don't need anything else. Everything else is we should receive from the actualization of this. So I think we need to think very hard over this conclusion and to really look at our relationships within our groups, between our groups, and to understand that we should let go of all egoistic calculations of who's better than others and all of these persons' aspirations to power and money or knowledge to dominate over the friends, because these things are so incredibly harmful to a person. That if that's what a person does, he has absolutely no chance of reaching the goal. Therefore, a person shouldn't delve into all kinds of calculations. Instead, let's focus on the real work. That's what Baal Sulam talks about in the 12th item, to item 12 of this article. He says that there are two types of acts of bestowal between man, a creator, and man, and man. But they're all focused on bringing a man to the end goal, merging with the creator. For man to work this in bestowal, it's the same as to the creator or to others. Meaning, if I'm aimed at bestowal, then it doesn't matter to me who to bestow to, what to bestow, or how to bestow. None of that matters. It all stems from the confines of my eye, and that's my animal shell. Therefore, if I stop working for myself, and instead, I want to work for another, then the connection here is lost, right? Who am I working with? None of that matters because the strength disappears, the desire disappears, and the understanding of who am I dealing with, that disappears as well. It doesn't matter to me who I'm bestowing to. It can be an animal of this world, it can be a friend in a group, or it can be the creator. If I don't perceive anything in return, I don't receive any benefit, whether it's spiritual or corporal, then these actions of bestowal, they are completely, I can't sense them, and I'm unable to make them. And here is where man feels the evil of his ego, which prevents him from making even the smallest spiritual act of bestowal. Herein lies the recognition of evil. Because here man begins to understand that if he doesn't receive this quality from above, the quality of bestowal, then he will never be able to leave his ego by himself. He'll never be able to reach the quality of bestowal. But if he aspires to achieve it, then he will see that there is no difference between giving to the creator or giving to the front. Because if you don't want, if you're not getting anything for yourself, then there is no difference who you're bestowing to. You're you can never make the calculation who's bigger and who's not, because we're always making a calculation for ourselves. Who should I be bestowing to? Who's going to give me the biggest benefit? Therefore, we have no other solution to this problem other than to raise the importance of the goal and bestowal within the group among friends, so that from this the aspiration of being to be greater, to be bigger, it would fuel the and everyone who has these desires to be better than others, this competition, to be jealous of others who are more successful. We need to use these qualities to raise this the importance of the goal, thinking, why is it that it's important to them and it's not important for me? And we can do that to draw the light of correction. And as soon as we begin to do this, we will discover then, yes, the light descends and corrects us. How do we know? We don't know the light and how it works, but we will see the consequences of the light's influence. That suddenly we're changing. Suddenly something within me changed. It shifted more towards correction. I begin to see more and deeper. I begin to feel more. However, why is it that this good influence attitude towards another, meaning love of another, why does it bring us to the merging with the Creator? After I reach the right attitude with the friend, does that bring me to the Creator automatically, or do I need to make any subsequent actions? Baal Salam says, the attitude of man to man is also included in the attitude of man towards the Creator, and it influences all corrections. Whoever envisions for himself the correcting of the ego is essentially the moment that a person achieves his goal with relation to others, he immediately reaches his goal with relation to the Creator. Meaning, we don't need to do anything else. We have the group in front of me. We have this training center in which I can feel fully and measure and react and influence all kinds of my attitude towards the friends, and that's sufficient. If I achieve the correct attitude towards them, the correct relationship, I immediately reach the correct relationship with the Creator. And the fact that the end goal, it's written, love thy neighbor, thy friend as thyself, not love thy Creator. The reason why it's written that way, it's because it's the same thing. And when a person reaches love of the other, love of the neighbor, he immediately reaches love of the Creator. Because this work with the friend, we see it. It takes place within our sensations, both negative, positive. They can be shared, and the actions can be seen and shared together. That is why it is determined that love thy friend as thyself is the general law. And as this happens, the connection with the Creator is made. That's why it is determined as being within this rule. That's what Baal Salam says. And he brings us this law so that we would stop working with illusionary acts. Because the entire problem with all the religions, with all the methodologies, that as if they like to interact with the Creator, but they interact with the Creator outside of their correction of their ego, up to the complete merging with the outside world. Our world is given to us deliberately as though it exists outside of us so that we could insert it within. And then we will discover in its place the Creator. Because this world that we input, those are the qualities and desires that once we take them within ourselves, in them we discover the Creator. Because they will be opposite to our ego. For this reason, Hillel, who, aside from Rabbi Akiva, when Hillel the sage was asked, how do I reach the spiritual degree? He said, don't do to another what you consider, what you don't want to be done to you. That's like essentially half of the degree of love thy neighbor as thyself. Don't do evil to another and then do good to another. So don't do to another, that also means not to the Creator but to the friend. So again, our entire work in all of these stages, it relates to the proper attitude, proper relationship with the friend. And therefore you can see how this method, whether it's true or not, if the entire method comes down to work only working with the friend and to come out of yourself and to connect, unite with the friend who seems to be, appears to be on the outside of you, so that the ego, the opposition is inverted, then that's the correct method. That's the method of Kabbalah. Another question you may ask is, well, if a person that I work towards becomes within me, if I put him within, then I begin to view him as a part of me. No, that's not the case. It's not, and it's egoistic. That's not the case. When I do this, the friend becomes an integral part of me, and I feel as though there has never been any kind of difference between us. But I draw him near me with all of that ego that existed between us. And in so doing, we begin to utilize these two forces to their full measure. The egoistic nature, and which is our nature, and the altruistic nature of the Creator, the Light. Okay, so now we're at item 16 of our article, and I think we should take a few questions. Yes, we have a lot of questions already, and again, please continue to ask them. Here we have a few questions. What is the, Maria from Petrozavodsk asked, what is the quality of bestowal? A lot of people are asking, what is specifically, how can we bestow to the Creator, and what do we bestow? Maybe we need to change something within. It's like in between love between two people. Give me your heart. Meaning the aspiration. It is just as with an animal. What can you give? You can give your attitude. Love. In the spiritual, to give, to bestow, it means that those desires that I feel in another, I need to feel them as though they are mine and fulfill them then. That's what it means to feel another as you, love another as yourself. What do we mean? Myself, my desires. What does it mean to love myself? If I fulfill my desires, that means I love myself, my favorite. What does it mean to love another? It means to reveal his desires, which exist in him, which seem opposite and distant, and as though they don't relate to you at all, and you think about how to fulfill them. as though they are completely yours. It seems completely unrealistic, but in reality, that's not the case. It can be done in a group, in a Kabbalistic group. How? Because the desires of others, the desires of your friends, they're split into two categories. The category that is necessary for our corporal existence. In this sense, we need to think about whether all of our friends receive the minimum, the bare minimum they need to survive, and we do need to worry about that. And then all the other desires of my friends, besides the whatever ration he needed, that's the bare essentials. That's what we call bare essentials. Everything else in him constitutes his aspiration toward the Creator, to revealing and attaining this quality of bestowal. So here, the only thing I need to do is how I can help my friend, worry about how I can help my friends so that they would also strive and aspire and connect to one another in order to reveal the Creator, attain the Creator. And if I relate to them in this way, and every one of them does the same with respect to me, as a result, we receive this great opportunity to move one another. A person cannot move oneself at all, whatsoever. There is this example where everyone can only feed another, but not oneself. You cannot reach yourself, but only another. And as a result, you have this mutual guarantee within the society. But again, this movement forward, it must be altruistic. I cannot think about that I will also receive from them. I can only think about that when I work with them and as I relate to them in this way, I only receive a greater desire to bestow to them. So that this continues to this continual interaction with them, it will trigger within me the revelation of the quality of bestowal, which is the Creator's quality. Martin from Holland asks, how can we feel the desire of the friend? What is the desire of the friend? I already spoke about this. The desires of the friend, they constitute two categories. The first is the essentials for their survival, and two, their aspiration toward the Creator. The group need to worry about all members more or less exist in the correct state so that they don't fall into financial misery or don't have these problems. They need to help, but at the same time they need to take care so that no egoistic relationships or dependencies develop as a result. And on the other hand, all of our other aspirations, they are towards unification and growing closer and revealing the Creator, and this is the work that we all do. Kostas from Lithuania asks, what is this I that fulfills the desires of another, of the friend? How do we understand this? The I who fulfills the desire of the friend, that's the root of my soul, the point in the heart. And it will never be more than just a point. Everything else, meaning the rest of my soul, they are these friends that I perceive as though they exist outside of me, and the ones who I can draw nearer to myself. They are my soul. Essentially, my soul is outside of me. It appears to me that as though it exists within others who are outside. And when I draw them nearer, I begin to reveal that each one of them constitutes that part of my soul. Mikhail from Lithuania asks, you say that with the correct attitude towards the friend, we reveal the Creator. What is the correct attitude or relationship with the Creator? Is that the law of love thy friend as thyself? Yes. the right attitude towards the front is that when I completely dedicated to helping the front, when I am connected to the friends, when I try to establish one mutual desire with them, within which the Creator will be revealed. A student asks, what do you do when you realize that you cannot achieve the goal, when it's just an outside of, beyond the realm of possibility? This is what you must turn to the group with and ask. You don't even have to say anything with your mouth, perhaps, but being in the group, in the study, to ask, to demand for this to happen. I understand your state. I was in it myself. I remember these thoughts that I had, and everyone feels them. Everyone thinks them, but this is the only way we get to the goal. And we need to keep going. And no one can give up. And we need to keep trying as much as we can to unite with the friends. Worst comes to worst, as it's Baal Salam writes, and I know from my own experience that if a person is unable to unite with the friends and to delve into the group's direction, and he's somewhere in the periphery of the group and he can't seem to force himself to be with them, then the only other sort of plan B, the force that can correct him, is disseminating Kabbalah. Because in this way, by drawing others, you already, by working with them, it's as though you consider them your own. You relate to them in this way. The best thing is to have both. But if one cannot work in a group, then working in dissemination. But very, very intensive. And that it can somewhat substitute. Anatoly from Minsk asks, in order to correct the ego, we need first to understand on what level can you begin to work on it. It's from Minsk. You have a... Who's the smart guy from Minsk? Normally you have a beautiful group. We see you on the screen right now. So what can you do? You need to work on connecting with the friends. You will see what kind of ego you have, what kind of calculations you have, how you cannot be equal. And you will see that just start working with them. If you have a group, and the Minsk group is very strong, then by all means, advance, but only within the group. More questions? Timur from Taiga asks, how do we always remain in the thought that receiving the importance of the goal from the group, that hinges on my own raising of the group, exalting of the group? You need to always work on this. All of these questions are practically saying that people aren't contributing to the group their spiritual desires. And so they have these questions. These questions are purely theoretical, which can be within the person who doesn't actualize himself. More? Question from Toronto. Can attaining the spiritual in our lives extend the corporal life as well? Does one influence the other? That's what you want? That's what he asks. A person needs to aspire to finish finish his spiritual path while living in this life. If he achieves this, then truly his life has been successful. But this depends on him. Excuse me. But as far as how long he will exist in the animal body, this does not depend on him. What does depend on him is how he will fill his corporal existence. But still, his corporal path, it's the years that it will take, it will surely, it is surely sufficient for him to achieve his correction. That's what everyone is given. The rest depends on the individual. Question from Italy. How can we continue to focus constantly on the spiritual when we're always dealing with corporal problems in our world and trying to solve them? How do we do this? That is correct, but the thing is that in addition to working on the problems of this world, we can still think about the spiritual. The remaining hours in a day, we can still, 24 hours, we can still be with our heart and the mind. We can do this. Do we have any more questions? Questions from the U.S.? A student from Florida asks, do we need to study and attain on the same level as the Kabbalists, the great Kabbalists? I'm talking about the fulfilling and carrying out all the commandments as they have done. Everyone needs to achieve the root of their soul, and only then will you understand what it is that you need to do. Everyone needs to try to attain the maximum, and everyone has their own maximum. So you will reveal your own, you will reveal and see that here is what I have attained, and you will not have the desire for the rest. All the desires that you have revealed within you, they've all been corrected, and within them, within all these desires, the quality of bestowal, the Creator will reveal Himself fully. Andre from Hamburg asks, does the Creator hear my prayers to change myself and to change my qualities to the Creator? If you truly have that prayer, then the Creator will certainly hear you. You don't need to physically scream about this. You need to be in a true aspiration for this, and that is felt by the Creator. More? Question, why do we need to feel people within if they're all close to me anyway, and I feel them, and I see them and hear them? Yes, you see them and you hear them, but in this you don't create a mutual vessel with them in which the Creator is revealed. This vessel is myself and, let's say, 9 other friends. We need to create between us a web of correct altruistic relationships. And if in its force, in its quality, it's similar even a little bit, the Creator will reveal itself, the light will reveal itself within it, within this web network. Because this quality that we have created together, the altruistic quality, it will be similar to Him. And we will trigger the revelation, manifestation of the Creator in it. I cannot even fathom how else to explain that only through drawing nearer to others, connecting to them, uniting with them into one common whole, can the upper world be discovered, revealed. That's it. There is no other opportunity. Here is the quality of bestowal, and here is how you can construct it. And if you don't want to do it, then you simply haven't matured enough to realize the necessity of being in the spiritual. Question from Ecuador. What do I do if I feel that I cannot please the Creator, I cannot bring joy to the Creator? Bring joy to your friends. Work on this. Leave the Creator alone. That's what it's written. I want them to leave me alone and work between themselves. More? Questions from Lithuania. Where does man get the strength to lower himself before the group? It's very unpleasant to feel himself lower than the group. That depends on what... If you're being compelled, then that's a good thing. I don't feel that like masochist. No, in fact, I want to feel that they are greater than I am, spiritually wealthier than I am. That's how we need to act. More? Questions from Muhammad from Kazakhstan. I understand that we need to bring joy, give pleasure to the Creator, but I don't understand where we can get the strength, the energy. From the light. You will be given the energy from the light. If you feel that you were aspiring towards the light, towards quality of bestowal and love, then from this quality of bestowal and love, you will receive the energy. There is an article my name is not Yaakov, but Israel is called Yaakov. It's from Shamati. Meaning, if a person really works towards bestowal, that means he really does have the strength to bestow, and that means the greatness of the quality of bestowal. It means the strength to ascend above, rise above one's ego. If he can do that, then it's no question. And it can only be done between the friends. You should try to read, go through all the articles on the group and constantly to write out the most important elements. A few questions from the women about the group. What do they need to do with respect in relation to the group? What attitude should they develop towards the group? The role of the woman in the group, she needs to help them. She needs to support the group. If the group has, as she does towards her husband, her son, she needs to support them, to push them, to exalt them, encourage them. That's the positive support. Those positive well wishings that the woman can do, they will propel the men forward. A question. I can't understand the who's at fault here, the creature or the creator, with what we're dealing with in this world. At fault, huh? Yeah, I understand what she means, but no one's at fault. We're in a state where instead of the world of infinity, the vast and beautiful world of infinity, and ourselves, instead of being at the state of perfection, we're not. But let's make the effort and attain this world, and we will truly see that we are completely corrected, and we exist in this vast and beautiful and an infinite sphere that's fulfilled fully by the Creator. And nothing was ever, this is the reality all from the beginning, but except we couldn't perceive it. Even now we exist in it, but we can't perceive it. So let's make this effort so that this becomes reality for us. So I bid you farewell, and until we meet again next week.